Cessna is the successful bidder for Columbia. The Skycatcher will be built in China. And Vern Rayburn offers Eclipse position holders a deal. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 28, 2007. After 9 months of build-up, it was all over very quickly in a Portland courtroom yesterday. Cessna is the new owner of the tooling and type certificates of what up till now was known as Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing in Bend, Oregon. Rich Belzer, former vice president of sales for Columbia, was there as the bidding began at 11 a.m. and ended just 15 minutes later, when the only challenger to Cessna, Park Electrochemical, took a brief recess and returned to announce it would not bid the price any higher. Including a payment of $2 million due Garmin and assumption of responsibility for future warranty claims and de-icing installations, the total Cessna offer amounts to $26.9 million. Closing will take place December 4th. Cessna has already announced its intent to continue building the Columbia 350 and 400 in Bend and is expected to provide warranty and service support for all Columbia aircraft customers. There's much more detail on this story available in my interview with Rich in today's Aero News special feature. The other big story involving Cessna is the company's announcement overnight that the wildly popular 162 Skycatcher will be built by Shenyang Aircraft Corporation, a subsidiary of China Aviation Industry Corporation 1, or AVIC 1. The company had moved to adjust expectations in the past few days with comments about the need to build offshore to meet a competitive price point in the light sport marketplace and to avoid becoming a distraction to the company's efforts to fill a pressing backlog of orders for its more expensive planes. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton had praise for SAC, calling it, quote, a company with excellent facilities, state-of-the-art technologies, and a workforce highly experienced in aircraft manufacturing. Skycatcher customers will get an advanced design, high-quality workmanship, and world-class product support, all at an affordable price from Cessna, a brand known and trusted worldwide, unquote. Founded in 1951, SAC is a civilian and military aircraft manufacturer with 16,000 employees in Shenyang, China. The company has already been a subcontractor for Boeing, Airbus, Bombardier, Spirit Aerosystems, and Singapore Aerospace. Cessna says advance orders for its light sport Skycatcher are approaching 900. In a candid discussion Tuesday with ANN's Rob Finfrock, Eclipse Aviation CEO Vern Rayburn admitted production delays have complicated the company's financial outlook and fed the rumor mill, but Rayburn maintains optimism about the company's long-term success. With production rates still below one aircraft per day, deliveries and therefore revenues are not meeting projections. So the company's reaching out for additional capital, including an appeal to position holders, which could be very exciting. On Tuesday, Eclipse announced a program giving current position holders an opportunity to lock in the standard aircraft price of their Eclipse 500s at $1.25 million U.S. without any future adjustments if they agree to pay a 50% payment of $625,000 by December 14th. That money will be held in escrow until Eclipse has raised at least $30 million from customers. It'll then go after more from other investors. Rayburn acknowledges the program represents additional risk for participants should Eclipse fail to deliver their aircraft, but Rayburn flatly places the chances of Eclipse long-term survival, quote, somewhere in the 100% range, unquote. And, he points out, quote, we are proud to have already built more jet aircraft at a faster rate than any other general aviation manufacturer in history, and we've delivered more jets in our first year than any other existing company, unquote. Read Vern's other comments in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. A far less cheery atmosphere prevails at another budding aircraft manufacturer seeking capital. Employees at Aviation Technology Group return from their Thanksgiving holiday to discover they have another week off, and possibly more after that, without pay, as the company looks for money to go forward. ATG is developing the Javelin personal jet, for which it reports 157 orders so far, and is anticipating an additional infusion of capital from existing stakeholder Citigroup. ATG's Susan Hughes refused to give in to pessimism, telling ANN, quote, these aren't layoffs. We're in a slowdown right now because we're awaiting funding, unquote. And what if that money is delayed further? Quote, there will be layoffs, unquote. The Javelin looks a little like a 3/5 scale fighter jet and has twin-engine FJ-33 turbofans to give it a cruise speed of 500 knots. Up next on ANN, Virgin America names its new CEO. Mexico gets serious about courting aerospace manufacturers. And Southwest Airlines hits the road to sell its new strategy. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 28th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. It seems odd that Virgin America, after what appears to have been a very well-received startup, is already announcing a new CEO. But replacing Fred Reed no later than February was among the concessions made by Virgin America to get its operating certificate from the Department of Transportation after rivals complained there was too much British control. We now know who Reed's replacement will be. David Cush gave his notice Monday over at American Airlines, where he's been that airline's top sales manager. He'll take over as CEO of Virgin America on Monday, December 10th. It's not hard to figure out how the dots were connected. Former American CEO Don Carty was already over at Virgin America as chairman. Cush is a native of Shreveport, Louisiana, and holds a BA in Fine Arts, a BS in Psychology, and an MBA, all earned from Southern Methodist University. His salary in his new job has not been disclosed. Cessna's announcement overnight that its Lightsport 162 Skycatcher will be built in China will no doubt have some observers wondering how that pencils out. Getting completed aircraft to the U.S. from Asia has to be an expensive proposition. Sensing an opportunity in that, Mexico is pitching U.S. aircraft manufacturers on building plants in that country. Mexico recently wrapped up a reciprocal safety agreement with the FAA in the U.S. and has dropped import duties and otherwise wooed U.S. plane makers to provide new, higher-tech jobs for a workforce already proving itself in the automotive industry. North American companies, including Goodrich and Bombardier, have already jumped, with Bombardier in particular committing $250 million to build its new 50-seat regional jet in Mexico's Querétaro region. If high-tech manufacturing comes to Mexico, can labor unions be far behind? Mark Blondin, an aerospace coordinator with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, observes, quote, long-term, workers in Mexico could become highly skilled, but you don't get there overnight, unquote. If you've seen the new batch of TV commercials or print ads for Southwest Airlines, you may have noticed the sales pitch has moved from want to get away to business select. Southwest says it's adjusting its business to attract business travelers who often travel on shorter notice, pay higher fares as a result, and get their tickets paid or reimbursed by their employers. Southwest's new business select fares are $10 to $30 higher than a regular full fare ticket, but they come with guaranteed boarding in the A group, extra rapid rewards credits, a free drink coupon, and the option of a full refund or exchange if flyers have to change their plans, which happens a lot in business. Southwest will also reward its most frequent flyers, who fly 32 flight segments per year, with A-list status. They'll be checked in automatically for their flights. To spread the word, Southwest has launched an aggressive advertising campaign and is also appealing directly to companies that frequently send employees on corporate trips. The airline has dispatched a 15-member sales force to a dozen U.S. cities to drum up business for the new program. Leisure travelers are already discovering that some flights run out of want-to-get-away priced seats before they can book, leading them to discover that for some trips, they can find cheaper fares on non-discount legacy airlines. China shared the first image of the moon from its Chang'e 1 lunar probe on Monday, starting the mission's efforts to document the lunar landscape. The Associated Press reports the image was unveiled at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center. Premier Wen Xiaobo called the image a first step toward, quote, the Chinese race's 1,000-year-old dream, unquote, of exploring the moon. The Chinese probe's object is to explore the entire surface at least once by early next year. Both China and Japan have similar missions, triggering what some are calling an Asian space race. India has similar plans and has a lunar launch scheduled for April 2008. Still ahead, the A380 lands in Minneapolis, but it's not a sales pitch, honest. An autogyro company makes a high-tech top 20 list, and cops in Indiana say they've found the soybean slasher. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 28, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus brought an A380 Super Jumbo to Minneapolis on Tuesday, and the Associated Press reported that execs of Northwest Airlines were expected to tour the plane. But Airbus spokesman Clay McConnell said there would be no hard sell. Quote, the aircraft really speaks for itself, unquote. Northwest Airlines has so far said no to the A380, even though it serves long-haul Asian routes with high passenger counts, which is just what the A380 was designed for, and could even land the plane at its home airport in Minneapolis if the taxiways were a little wider. Instead, the company is, for now, ordering Boeing 787 Dreamliners. McConnell said the plane left France for stops in Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and Sydney, Australia, to demonstrate the plane's capabilities to airlines, airports, and passengers. Industry analysts say Airbus may be hoping to change minds at Northwest over a period of years. The A380 hit the market 2 years late and billions over budget. To break even, well over 400 sales will be required. So far, Airbus has 165 orders for the plane. Grone Brothers Aviation Incorporated, based in Salt Lake City, tells ANN that Utah Business Magazine has selected the gyroplane development company for inclusion in its 2007 High Tech 20 list. GBA Chairman, President, and CEO David Grone commented, quote, Utah has much to be proud of regarding the quality and magnitude of its high technology industry. We are honored to be included in such a prestigious group, unquote. Among the others chosen were rocket motor manufacturer ATK Launch Systems Group, design software firm Go Engineer, and Worldhard Corporation, manufacturer of the Levacor ventricular assist device. Grone Brothers Aviation was also recently featured on the front page of the money section of the Salt Lake Tribune. In a two-page article titled Looking to Go Vertical, the Tribune focused on GBA's contract with the U.S. Department of Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, to design and build a combat search and rescue aircraft. GBA reports phase one of that project is nearing completion. Other team members include Adam Aircraft and engine maker Williams International, both with production facilities in Utah, and the Georgia Institute of Technology. The Rolls-Royce turbine-powered Hawk 4 gyroplane was demonstrated as a surveillance and security platform in the skies over the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City back in 2002. On September 9th, we told you how a Beechcraft King Air 90 wound up in a soybean field adjacent to LaPorte Municipal Airport in Indiana in what was apparently an unsuccessful attempt to steal the plane. Fog that Sunday morning was blamed for obscuring the view from security cameras. Five aviation headsets valued at a total of $5,000 were taken, but the plane itself appeared to be intact, although it was covered in soybeans, chopped up and blown around by the propellers, when the would-be thief apparently failed to negotiate a turn on a taxiway. It's taken more than 2 months, but local police say they've arrested 38-year-old Michael Santos and charged him with theft and criminal mischief in connection with the incident. There was no word on whether Santos was a pilot or how he was tied to the crime. And finally, maybe calling someone bird brain isn't as insulting as once thought. For 30 years, scientists at the University of Illinois have been studying what they say is the ability of migrating birds to actually see magnetic lines of force using special vision cells and sense direction with other cells which behave like a compass. The Chicago Tribune reports that a Princeton University study found evidence that migratory sparrows, despite their tiny brains, eventually memorize a sort of map of the continental U.S. and use these mysterious senses to follow magnetic fields they may see as shaded lines superimposed on what we call visible images. Which leaves only the question, does that mean birds can navigate without that condescending female voice? You know, the one that says, recalculating, a better route is available. Make the first available U-turn. Please return to the programmed route. That's the latest from Aero News. I know. You thought I was going to say that condescending female voice that says, will you please stop and ask directions? Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is former Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing VP of Sales, Rich Belzer. He was there in bankruptcy court yesterday when what remains of his old company was auctioned off to Cessna. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.